Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, July 7th, and I am Carolyn Yeager. Lots to talk about today, and I hope you will join in with constructive comments. The call-in number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. I want to caution all callers not to disparage other hosts on RBN, especially by name. This is against the guidelines for hosts, and I approve of it very much because I wouldn't want other hosts to tear into me or allow their callers to do so and to criticize my program, and then I have to be monitoring all the shows to see what's being said about me. Of course, if people want to talk about me on another program, and, you know, in generally, that's fine, and if you want to mention things that are on other people's other host programs here on RBN or discuss anything like that, that's part of what you want to say, that's all right. It's just not to do it in a way that's not respectful. So we have to remember that. Now, I also want to tell you right up front that I will have a very special guest tomorrow, Frederick Tobin, the well-known revisionist from Australia. He'll be bringing us up to date on his latest court case, defending himself against certain Jews and Jewish organizations. So please tune in for that tomorrow. Now, yesterday, I said that I needed to talk a little bit more about destabilization agents posing as human rights activists. So I am going to say a few words here. These are the ones, and I say there are lots of them at Veterans Today. That's a website that I often, I go after. I don't like what's going on there at Veterans Today very much, who undermine everything, but in a strange way. I mean, these people at Veterans Today seem like a strange group to me, although they're not that easy to, that hard to figure out. But nothing is maybe as obvious as it seems. So they are or pretend to be highly critical of Israel, and that generally puts them in, you know, good standing with most of those who might be listening to RBN. Yet they particularly go after Christianity and Republicans, along with bigots, xenophobes, anti-Semites, Nazis, and Zionists. And they want to actually lump all those together. They say they're against globalism, but they actually do the work of the globalists by the way they attack traditional society. That's the common theme that I see there. I see that they want to lump all traditional values together and ridicule them. They promote liberal views, the rights of homosexuals, blacks, veterans, and the innocence of Muslims and all people of color who are portrayed as victims of racist whites. This is the way it's basically presented. If you disagree with this or if you want to bring anything up about what I've just said here, you're welcome to do so. There are plenty of Muslim contributors there on Veterans Today, as well as Jewish contributors, and several on the very far left. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because we have so much that we could talk about today. Yesterday, when the program ended, Paul from New Jersey was speaking, and I had to cut him off because, you know, the program ended. But he was saying what Americans need to do to take back our country from this criminal cabal. And we'll continue with this when we return after 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager, and we are talking today about how destabilization against our societies is taking place and the purpose and the reason for it. Yesterday, I said already that Paul was talking at the end of yesterday's program, and he's welcome to call and continue with what he wanted to say. I will say that he was talking about how we what we need to do to take our country back in America, in the United States, as United States Americans. Now, I might add that it's not as easy to pinpoint some of the pinpoint who these people are as sometimes we think it is. Those who seem so obvious to me may be put out there for us to go after and spend our time complaining about when it's really in order to cover for or protect those who are more guilty. So we need to be smart about this, and we need to know how they operate and what they're up to and what it is that they're trying to accomplish. I'm going to invite I already said all this. Okay, I've got some notes here that I'm getting, I get ahead of myself and then I find it in my notes. All right. Now, Paul said that we need to be willing to be white nationalists. Well, I'm going to comment on this a little bit. White nationalism has been given a bad name by the liberals and the Jewish lobbies and by the ADL and the SPLC and by the mainstream media, including television, movies, book publishing. So it's very, very difficult to speak about white nationalism because, in essence, everyone everywhere sees it in the most negative light and says, oh, I wouldn't want to be a part of anything like that. This is an effort to stop us from asserting our power as a majority people in the United States. And because of our acquiescence to this propaganda and indoctrination, and more than that, because of our buying into it ourselves, because of the re-education we've been subjected to, which is all the same. But, you know, there's one thing that you might be afraid to speak out about this because you're going to be attacked, or you might believe it yourself. That's what I'm trying to say here. You might believe yourself that it's very bad and we don't you don't want to be a part of anything like that. Therefore, you have bought into the idea that multiracialism or multiculturalism, as it's promoted, is a good thing, or perhaps it is it's something that can't be turned back. I can't think of the word, but you know, it is inevitable. It is an inevitable thing. And the only thing we can do is go along with it, because otherwise we will be behaving in a racist manner, and we know now that is a big no-no, and nobody can do that. So that's the situation that we're in. But what is the result of that? The result is that we will have no countries to call our own, but we'll be essentially a slave people persecuted by those who have a real grudge against us and would like to see us disappear from the earth. So, you know, it comes down to, Paul said that we have to be tough, and we have to make some tough decisions and behave in a way that we have been taught is the wrong way to behave. But if we don't, then we lose. And it is a war, it is a battle, and the intention is that we will lose, and we will no longer be in control of anything as a white race. And even our race will be eventually wiped out. So both by our low birth rate, and when you have no white people just are not going to, they just genetically are not inclined to have a high birth rate. So they're not going to behave like non-white people in the world who are genetically or evolutionarily made to create in a sense that they just naturally have high birth rates. So we're not going to resist this by increasing our birth rate, probably. We're just going to disappear. So we have to understand what's at stake here, and that it is okay to fight for yourself. And I'm going to get into that, talking about self-interest and what that means. How much time? Okay, I'm in my second segment here. I've got a caller. I guess I will take Bob from New Hampshire. Hi, Bob. Is Bob there?
Yes, good morning. The fellow that I called from New Jersey yesterday, I think I've heard him before. He makes a lot more sense than a lot of people that I've heard on the subject. Where I think he ruffles feathers on another show I won't mention, he can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he mentioned Charles Darwin one time, and he said, you know, Charles Darwin was a Gentile, and we need to kind of go with what he's saying. I mean, Charles Darwin, he said, is a genius. I agree. But the problem is that, you know, in the Patriot movement or the Truth movement or whatever, Darwin is constantly villainized because, you know, he's considered to be anti-religious and all of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can clarify if I have him correctly. But, you know, Charles Darwin, his theory of this, basically, you know, that a racial group has to protect itself, because if it doesn't, it'll be overwhelmed by, you know, other racial groups that are more prolific. So I mean, I think he has a point there. If I'm thinking of the right person, then he can clarify on that. But you know, in the Patriot movement, I have to say that the attachment to crazy religious ideas really holds back the ability of a people to protect themselves along racial and ethnic lines. I mean, in the Old Testament, you have, you know, Jews are God's chosen people. Everything revolves around Israel. And then in the New Testament, you've got, oh, everybody's the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
there's a lot of contradictions in the Bible, Bob. And I certainly, I agree with you to an extent, to that we have a lot of people expressing their religious views. They really don't speak to the problems that we have. In fact, they confuse it and they make it worse in a way. So that's why I respect these people, and often they have good points to make, and they're not wrong altogether, and they're on our side and so on. But they get carried away then in wanting to get into a religious talk and quote the Bible and so on. And I really don't want to go there on this program, so I don't even want you to go any further with it. I agree with you about some other things you said. Darwin. And Darwin has been given a very bad name for the very reason you said, and by the religionists. Yet Darwin has given us tremendous, we've made tremendous strides in our understanding of who we are and where we came from and how we operate as human beings of various types because of Darwin and his work. He was a great genius. He was one of the great, great men of our race, and I don't agree with putting him down like that. So that's a place to start. And, of course, that brings up Kevin MacDonald and his evolutionary theories, which I might get into a little bit later on. So did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, my point about Darwin is I can't really think of anyone more vilified, you know, in the Patriot movement or even by most revisionist types, you know. At least the ones that you hear on RBN, that you mention the name Darwin, and they just go crazy on you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't. I don't listen probably to as many of the programs, these programs, as you do. So I don't know, but I hope that people will be listening to this program, and they will maybe think about something in a different way, and they can always call in if they don't go into a long. Sermon, you know, I don't want to hear sermons. I give my own sermons. I'm the only sermon giver on this program. All right, thank you for your call, Bob. And let's continue here. I've got about a minute to go. I'll go to Paul here. What I have a note here that Paul said. That patriots are afraid to be white nationalists. That's kind of what Bob is saying, that he's using Darwin, which is Darwin is connected with the white race and why races are different, really, because they have evolved differently. And I assume that that most patriots do this because they believe in the World War II propaganda story. I mean, many patriots, being an American patriot, you believe this, you know, what your country has told you, and you certainly believe in its wars. You tend to, or you want to, and see it in the best light. And the World War II is called the Good War. It's the popular war that somehow was totally justified in Americans. Had a, you know, great heroic role in that. So it's very hard for them, I would say, to overcome, to think differently than this. This is a real, real tough place for patriots to come to say, well, I'm going to question what I know about World War II. And they're pretty hard line on that. So this is what we have to deal with. All right, we're coming to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices
is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager, and this is the Revisionist Report. We're having an open phone line discussion today about how we take back our country. You know, what are the best ways, and what are the ways that will actually work instead of just being more talk, more talk, more talk. And we need to talk about it, but we need to be moving towards solutions. And we need to let go of things that have proven already that they're not solving anything, and look for better solutions. Now, I was talking. A part of our discussion is about Muslims because of that's been the theme all this week, and it's my opinion that I think that many of these that we call patriots, that we're calling patriots. And I mentioned about their feelings about World War II, then I think that they've also seemed to have taken the side of the Muslims, many of them. Now, I'm not against Muslims. You know, it's not that you can't take the side of Muslims for many reasons, but it's my opinion that many do this, really say, well, the Muslims are going to help us because they hope that the Muslim people, being anti-Semitic, will do the job to free us from Jewish control that we, or they, the patriots themselves, feel incapable of doing. They're like saying, well, you know, they can do it. They'll do it, and then we'll benefit from it. So let them go. Let them, you know, they're on our side. They're our allies. Well, my take on this is never ask a foreign people to save you from your enemies. If you think they are stronger than you, you've already lost the battle to them. This idea that we seem to have lost, there's a lot of rah-rah, but we don't seem to have any will to fight. And I am of the opinion, or I tend toward the philosophy of, and I'm going to go way out here, of Adolf Hitler, that life life is a battle, or life is a struggle. That doesn't mean that you are always fighting, or that you don't want peace, because it's my opinion that Adolf Hitler did want peace, but that you have to struggle for your place in life, and if you don't, you will soon lose it, because there are other people who are doing it. And I think we, as the white race, became so dominant, and we became so, we developed such a wonderful way of life, and we weren't threatened, that we, now, once we became threatened, we don't seem to know how we've lost our ability to think that it's okay for us to fight for our place. And this is something we have to understand, and we have to regain this. I've got in my notes here, those who use religion as their excuse not to fight. And, you know, that is the peacemakers and pacifists and so on. Or they say, you know, God will take care of it, you know, put it in his hands, or one reason or another. Although there's many Christians who are, many religious people who are big fighters. But we have to distinguish between this. Anyway, they're very similar to what were some of the traitors in National Socialist Germany who were Christians. I mean, not all those who committed what I call treason during wartime and right before the war broke out in National Socialist Germany. There was a group of them who were out of the Christian church, and they were pretty well-known and dominant characters. And they used their religious beliefs to justify their betrayal of the fighting forces of their own nation, who had offered up their lives for the survival of their nation. Well, you can have differences of opinion, but when you betray those who are fighting, which they did, and caused many, many of their fellow German countrymen to die, and justified it on the basis of these what they called higher beliefs, that's very problematic, and I don't approve of that, because I think you have to have national loyalty. Now, these church leaders put religion above the nation, and that's what some of our religious people do too. What bothers me when they get very, very, very into their religion, which is a personal right of theirs, but they put the religion above the nation, and then it seems to me that they're no longer dealing with what we're dealing with, and they've kind of put themselves out of the whole arena of helping out with what's going on. So these are some basic questions or problems that we face, and these are kind of perennial problems that come up, and we just have to try to find our way through this. So I'm opening up the phone lines for discussion. Now, I got a couple of very good emails from listeners that I want to bring up. And the first one, which is the shorter one, I might have time for before the commercial break, someone wrote and said basically, and he's a regular listener to RBN, and he says, you have to get the citizenry that's my comment. He says, I know of no other way to save us from non-whites or Jews without first forcing lawmakers to honor by not re-electing them, those that do not follow the Constitution. He says the 1787 Constitution's oath of office. He says, as I understand it, government has the power over immigration. I know of nothing the citizenry, you and me, can do about non-white immigration. It's up to the Congress. So I will give my comment on that when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back now for our long segment, and let's see how much we can get accomplished here. I was talking about this listener's email in which he says that the only way to save us from this immigration problem is to make our elected representatives live up to their oath of office, which is to protect, I think he's referring to that they will defend the Constitution of the United States, and they're not doing that. Well, okay, now my comment for that is that we have to get the citizenry to hold them accountable, but the citizenry doesn't hold their elected representatives accountable because they're constantly distracted by ever-changing, shifting news events put out through the organs of information, the media, and other manufactured threats that they come up with. Now, we all know that every time they want to distract our attention from something, they invent some kind of a new threat, and they put it out through all the media, and everybody's talking about it, thinking about it, and getting scared, and looking at the enemy that they want us to look at, and taking attention away from them. So the only answer is to get people to stop watching mainstream media and all how do you do that? I mean, now here we say, well, we need to promote our alternative media, but I will say that alternative media is also filled with a lot of distractions and nonsense that doesn't take us anywhere. And there's every kind of view from one end to the other where people are entirely opposing one another and becoming, we go at each other And you have to. We can go at each other more within our own alternative media, which I think a lot of it is just absolutely junk, but I can't stop it. This wastes a lot of time. So we're not in a very good position here. So I come to, along with Paul, sort of, and this is problematical to be even saying this. I understand that, me as a radio host, but you know, we probably need a strong arm leader or a strong arm group to arise that is not in the payroll of the traitors, hopefully, because they will always be presenting those. And yet to actually force some changes, because there's no other way to do it in our democracy, which has become so rife with false flags of every kind. All right, I've got Dave on the line. Dave from Massachusetts. Hi.
Oh, hi, Carolyn. I hope I have time to make this call. This call is going to be entering the subway pretty soon, and then I'll lose the signal will fade. But, hey, you know, I've been offline for a few months, Carolyn. I'm going to get back up. I've got a Galaxy tab. I just have to create an email address But anyways, I used to have a web blog. Can I give the address out of my web blog?
Yes.
Yeah, it's davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com. And there's an editorial posted there, Carolyn, and it's entitled "Two Can Play Trash." And right there is the solution that, Americans could just take they could show the powers that be in Washington who's boss within a week if people would read that editorial and practice it. It's called "Who Can Play Trash" at davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com. But I haven't been—I've given it out on different shows, but I haven't been able to post the comment because I broke my computer a few months ago.
Dave, so. you've given it out now. So did you want to make any other comment before your phone?
Okay, I'll make another quick. There's many comments I could make, but. You know, Carolyn, you know the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do you know that hierarchy of the Mormon Church, the first presidency, and it comes down through the bishops and everything, that the Mormons are discouraged from listening to Patriot Radio. They're told by the hierarchy not to listen to Patriot Radio. But what I found about the Mormons. Carolyn, it used to be a good church, and there were some really good anti-communists like Ezra Taft Benson and W. Cleon Skousen. But this Mormon church, they've got in the first presidency, Dieter Uchtdorf from East Germany and some of these people, but it's actually become an anti-communist church. It used to be an American church, a Native American church, a fundamentally American church, but it's gone global. It's gone global now. It's a globalist mm-hmm. organization, and they don't even support America. They're just into this kingdom of God that is supposedly this global kingdom that's coming.
Yeah, well, that's a problem that we find. Okay, thanks, Dave. You've got some background noise there, so I think I'll let you go, and I will. Open up the lines for another caller, and I have some things to say here about how whites can act in their own interest. All right, I know there are listeners who are not used to talking about whites, and they even if they're white, they're offended by it. Then we have non-white listeners who probably don't like this either. But I'm not. I want to repeat that. Non-whites act in their own interest. They speak up in their own interest. They have organizations in their own interest. They believe in their own interest, and nobody is offended by that. But as soon as we talk about whites acting in their own interest or speaking in their own interest, it is suddenly a terrible thing to do, and it is called racist, while the others are not called racist. Now, I don't go along with this racist label, just like I don't go along with a lot of labels. And one thing I want to say is that we need to get over being afraid of words and labels. You know, I know that we all have to go through this, because at one time I certainly was quite upset, you know, not outwardly, but inwardly. Inwardly, it really did bother me a lot if I was called certain names, but it didn't take me too long to get over that. And now, you know, I really could care less what they call me. They've called me all of these names, you know. I'm called a Nazi, I'm called a racist, I'm called a bigot, often. Bigot is one of the favorite words. Of course, I'm called an anti-Semite, but it doesn't bother me a bit. I don't care what they call me. Now, Kevin McDonald says that he's also been called everything, and he has gotten over his inner discomfort at that, and doesn't bother him anymore, I don't think. I don't know Kevin personally, but he has written a trilogy of books that many of you might be familiar with. He's he's a evolutionary psychologist at California University, where he has tenure, and he speaks out pretty freely, and he's the director of the Occidental Observer online journal or website, and he's wearing a lot of hats. Anyway, he thinks that the demographic crisis is the best way to reach whites, because he's very vocal on the idea that whites need to think about their self-interest, and they need to talk about white self-interest, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So that's what he says. Now, I think from listening to him and others, I agree that we need to talk about IQ. That's another area where, we can't do that. But we need to, because IQ is a reality, and IQ shows us a lot. Now, there are a lot of people who say, well, you get these high IQ people, they can do more damage to the world and to the rest of the world than the low IQ people. But that's kind of a fallacy. You would have a very hard time proving that. That's kind of a popular conception. But I don't think if you took all the evidence and put it together, which I'm not prepared to do, you would find that that is true. Generally, high IQ people are the more tolerant, the more humane than low IQ. The fact is, low IQ people, if they don't have any power, they can't carry this kind of behavior out. But if they, once in a while, they do through, you know, uprisings and riots and so on. But if they, when they get power, then they really, you can really see some bad stuff going on. So that's one area. And now a lot of people want to talk about usury and think that talking about usury is the best, and banking finance is the best way to go after Jewish control or globalist control or elite control. But I'm changing my mind about that. Not that that's not important, but that is not doing the job. It's not causing people to rise up. I think Kevin McDonald is right, that we have to convince whites to act in their own interest. This is the key. We need to get over this hump that we cannot act in our own interest, and we cannot think of ourselves as white, as being a part of the white group, just like blacks and the various brown races and red races and yellow races think in terms of their group and act in their own interest. So this is the big thing. I think this is the most important thing. And if we did this, if we actually acted and thought in our own interest as whites, then we would perhaps force, vote our representatives out of office and put the right people in there, and then the oath of office might be obeyed as this listener wants, because we would see what was in our own interest and what wasn't. And this is really the big hump. Now, to act in your own self-interest, you have to be convinced that you have self-interest, and you have a right to satisfy those interests. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that whites seem to have lost this. We have lost it, but we can get it back. We've lost it because we've been so propagandized to do so. And a lot of this is where we've been taught that we are responsible for all this horror and misery that's taken place throughout the world. And really, we are not, even though there have been white leaders from various European nations who have carried out colonial policies. They weren't all bad, though. And believe me, these people in these countries have been treated very, very badly by their own people and their own leaders. And, you know, this is not discussed. So we need to get all this into the right perspective and balanced out. Now, I'm not prepared to do that right now or maybe never, but that's not really my area. But I would recommend that some people get busy on that and do more with that. Whites are afraid to talk about their self-interest first. Here's some points I've got. And they're timid. We're timid toward any strong leader also. We're afraid of strong leaders. We allow ourselves to have these weak leaders, because any time there's a strong leader, they say, oh, there's another Hitler. This is the way the Nazis behaved. A strong leader is considered something bad for whites. Now, another point, mainstream media refuse to discuss or allow those who speak about it, who speak about white interests. So we have to force that. I mean, mainstream media will not ever discuss or allow anyone to discuss on their news pages or on their TV panels or whatever to speak about white interests. If they ever have someone there as representative of that, they have him. They have several others who are there to gang up on him and bully that person and ridicule them and just practically throw them off the air, you know, and don't allow them to really say what they want to say. So this is a no-no, because they're afraid of whites who have woken up to their own interests and say, we're going to act in our own interests. Now, another point, the problem of the academics who only want to listen to other academics. Well, you know, Kevin McDonald is an academic, and sometimes he thinks that only academics have anything intelligent to say, and academics are not leaders. You know, and we have to be willing to allow ourselves to have leaders that are not going to be academics, and they're not going to talk like academics, and they're going to frighten some people who are more, you know, in the timid area, like academics tend to be. No matter, I admire the work and the way that Kevin McDonald speaks out, but there's a lot of them that don't do as well as he does, and yet even he is unwilling to go in certain areas and to say certain things, because of course they'll just label him and then, you know, really try to shut him up. So I understand the difficulty. It's the same with Manfred in Germany. They have to be careful what they say, but we do have to accept leaders that are not academics. Now the other thing, let's see, I've got another caller. McDonald is doesn't want to go into World War II and Nazism and Hitler, and that's kind of what I was saying. Well, because, you know, he thinks that's really dangerous territory and it's best to stay out of it. But as some people think, if we're not allowed to talk about that, if we keep that in that kind of no-no area, then we're never going to educate people properly, and we're never going to open ourselves up to what is in our self-interest. Because understanding the Third Reich in Germany is in our self-interest. They were acting in our self-interest, in their self-interest, and we need to understand that that's what they were doing. Now, those of us, I'm not going to say this other point. It's getting into it. I'm going to take the callers in the little time I have left. We've got Curtis from Texas. Hello, Curtis. Oh, Curtis dropped. Okay, we've got Mona in California.
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you for standing up for the white race. One of our biggest problems is that we're being brainwashed against what is called eugenics. And
thank you for bringing that up. You know, it's something that I want to bring up, Mona, but I am not quite ready to do so. I'm trying to work my way up to it. All right, continue, please.
I also notice a great flood of information against the Masons. And the Masons are demonized and eugenics is demonized, and they are the same people. The Masons are not Jews. They are the good-looking, wealthy white guys of the world.
Well, but not all of them. You know, there's quite a lot of Masons and different Mason lodges, in my understanding. I've never gone into a deep study of that, but I do think that there's some truth to... Okay, well, we'll come back, and I'll let you continue, Mona, as soon as we get back from the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for our last 5 minutes of this program today. And we've got Mona on the telephone. Mona, go ahead now and give your views. I won't interrupt you.
I just want to say that the white race, if you study evolution, we are by far the oldest race. We hearken back in a separate form to pre-human times, going back a million years. We turned human 800,000 years ago. We are a wonderful race. However, our genes are recessive, like the recessive genes of a delicate dichondra, which gets wiped out when you put it in into regular crabgrass lawn. We get wiped out when we mix with other races. So eugenics needs to be understood fully, or we're going to be exterminated through race mixing. And that is the secret that we're not allowed to discuss. We, for our survival, we have to separate.
So go ahead. No.
So that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, I agree that we need, I agree that race mixing destroys races, and I don't want the white race to be, what I would consider to be lowered IQ-wise. And this is being proved by studies in Europe that that when they take say all these people from the Middle Eastern countries who are moving into Europe and they become citizens in there. So when they take these tests in schools and so on, they're all included. And now the IQ level of what would be called, let's say, for example, Danes, this has been done in Denmark, has gone down from what it was because of all the, all those included that weren't included before. And we know this in the United States, too, in our schools, what's going on there. But this can be proven. And IQ is not some kind of a crazy thing that doesn't matter. I think it's a true science. And so as this continues, and as intermarriage, which you brought up, and mixing in a way of bringing forth new children into the world takes place, we're being changed, and our genes are being mixed with other genes that are lowering the IQ that was developed in the north, among the northern peoples, because they had to face winters and, more difficult conditions. They developed higher IQ and higher organizing abilities and higher abilities to figure things out and to plan ahead and to look forward to what would be coming up and to think about what they would need to do. All of this developed their intelligence. And so we have, I'm really getting into it here, but you know, all across the northern lands, including the North Asians, we have the higher IQ, and the further you go down toward the equator, sort of the lower it gets. There's some differences here and there, but it's not that you have to have a super high IQ, but the world, the great advances in the world have taken place because of these more intelligent people. And this is something we have to face up to, and I'm glad you brought up eugenics. It's something I'm going to get into one of these days, but tomorrow Frederick Tobin is going to be here, a very intelligent man, and I'm looking forward to talking with him. I hope you'll join me then. Thank you, Mona, for your call. Thank you, all the callers. I'm interested to listen back to this program and see how it sounds. So I'll see you tomorrow for our last show of the week. Goodbye.
Gold, ever climbing.